Good morning and welcome. We have a few announcements this morning. For those of you with children up to the age of two, we have a nursery available just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. You're welcome to take advantage of that. We also have the live stream playing in the teen room for those of you with children over the age of two that are still having trouble in the sanctuary. We have Club Rock started up last week for the end of, or for this half of the school year. We are short on cookie and cookie makers for Club Rock. So if you would be willing to or like to help with desserts for Club Rock for the next few weeks, we do offer the kids a dessert with snack with Club Rock. So there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you'd like to help out with that. We have the Chosen Bible Study Series is going to start January 30th. Depending on our interest, will either be in the church or in a home, and that'll be about 8 weeks. We'll have a teaser trailer with that during our prayer time. So if you have any questions, talk to Pastor Jim or any of the elders or myself can answer any of your questions about that, and we'll have more information to come. There's a sign-up sheet with that in the foyer as well. Byron Bible Camp has a couple more camps coming up here in the next few weeks. So if you have a student in third grade through 12th grade that are interested in a winter retreat, there's pamphlets and information about Byron Bible Camp out in the foyer as well. We have youth group tonight at 6 o'clock. We are going through a study called Dream Big by Jenny Allen. Also, we got our youth group t-shirts in a few weeks ago. If you are in the youth group and need a t-shirt still, make sure you talk to me about that before the end of the day. And then if you are not in the youth group and you'd like a t-shirt, talk to me and we'll figure out what sizes we have left and we'll get those out to you guys as soon as all the youth group kids get them first. We also have our trip to Camp Barnabas coming up this summer. That'll be July 30th through August 5th. If you are interested in joining us on that trip, we'll be serving as counselors and general camp help at a camp for people with mental and physical disabilities in Missouri this summer. That'll be register on your own. Kelly and I already registered. If you have interest, please talk to myself, and we'll get some of those travel plans ironed out here pretty soon, and we'll get moving on that. Do you have any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Proverbs chapter 14, verses 34 and 35. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is reproach to any people. A servant who deals wisely has the king's favor, but his wrath falls on one who acts shamefully.
Good morning again, and welcome to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, we're going to sing number 26, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Number 26.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills failing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. ask, ask, could that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same. And He must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for Him. His rage we can endure, for lo, His doom is sure. One little word shall fail Him. That word above all earthly house, no thanks to them hideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through Him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal also, the body they may kill, but truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
Take a moment to greet one another. Let them know you're glad they're here. Well, before I take prayer requests and praises, as advertised by Pastor Derek, I want to show a three-minute trailer. The last week was a minute, and it might have flown by for some of us that are a bit older. Our attention spans need a little more than a brief clip. So have a three-minute trailer about The Chosen, and so we'll play that now.
Excuse me. I have something for you. For me.
Throw this down for a catch.
I don't have a quarrel with you, teacher. But we've been doing this all night. Nothing. All right.
Fruit here is incredible. Everything that grows here is immaculate. Except for the people. You're such a miserable lot. You worship one God, and yet you're all divided.
Only one language keeps their peace. None speak it.
are the great Nicodemus.
I serve only God.
Yes. Yes, so do your enemies, rogue preachers in the wilderness, raving about a coming Messiah.
Sam, you're scared.
I've lost everything. Burnt every bridge. If I don't catch a ton of fish or get some help somehow, they'll arrest me. I'm trapped.
No more talking, Simon. Maybe God can get your attention now. Who are you?
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name.
I saw him. It was incredible.
You have experienced a miracle. You are healed.
What do you want from me?
Follow me. He performs miracles and seeks no credit? Who did this?
I don't know his name. His time for men to know has not yet come.
We've waited for you for so long, we believe.
You have much bigger things ahead of you, Simon, son of Jonah.
Anything is possible now, don't you see?
Would you at least know him if you saw him again?
I will know him for the rest of my life.
So we will, starting on the 30th, we will be doing a Bible study going through the first season of The Chosen, and we'll be starting about 6 o'clock because we will watch an episode. They run around 40 to 50 minutes, and then there's a Bible study that goes along as the season illustrates different accounts of going through the gospel, the different, probably providing a little more flesh to some of the teachings that we see in the Gospels of following Jesus. So we will be doing that. And as Pastor Derek mentioned, looking at the interest level of where we will be meeting. That's still up in the air. But we will start on January 30th, and we'll do it at 6 to help with some of those that may be coming in, bringing others into youth group. So we'll kind of go along that 6 to 8 time frame. This is our opportunity for prayer requests and praises, and I'm grateful that the Bonebrites have been keeping us up to date. Both Nathan and Deb have tested positive for COVID, and so we pray for them, and it will be in the bulletin next week, but we will be taking up a love offering for the Bonebrites for Brian and Deb on the 30th of January as well, so just to be prepared for that. And then some of the world events, yesterday there was a hostage situation in Texas at a synagogue during their worship service, and the hostages were rescued, and they are safe, but just a reminder again of the world that we live in and the evil that is there. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Ernie's request, as he requested last week as well, for cooler heads prevail and God's wisdom to be stepping in. So today, again, the issues on the Ukrainian border for God's peace to reign supreme. Another request, Heidi.
Specifically asked that we pray for their mission. So he planned all the sicknesses and shutdowns, and you have to fill out 20 pieces of paper now, not just 10. So just be praying for them. It's just really making the ministry tough.
So a two-part request from Heidi. One, Renee will be coming back here soon. She's been in Italy for about a month or so.
Thank you for saying that. Everybody else thinks it's not that long.
No, it's been a month. having a son that wanders off for the whole summer just in Nebraska, I'm starting to learn how to keep track of time better. But also for the Romanos, and it's a wonderful opportunity. And I know James, when he comes, always invites us. So if we ever find ourselves in Italy, there is a welcome place for us. And so Renee has been able to be with them. And as they try to get established for their summer ministries, they do street evangelism, set up a tent for a week or more in different communities. And because of COVID, much more restrictions, paperwork issues. And we know God can overcome those paperwork issues, and he will open doors for them. But it is a hassle and adds extra headaches. But so we will pray for the Romanos and their ministry as they look to set things and establish things for the summer. Any other requests? Yeah. As the reminder from Ruth that Mike and Judy Manna go back each summer to do English camps. And so the issues in Ukraine are definitely going to affect their abilities, but also Katya, who they adopted from Ukraine, there's family there and such as well, and I know that's a concern. Your sister's there too. That would not be shocking, but Holly Friesen also is in Ukraine. She works with a medical mission, and they're going through life as normal, and it might be more of what is getting said through other filters here. But it is good to know that she's able to continue to minister. It definitely affects the man in trying to get into a country that has some of the issues there. But yes, Ukraine is definitely a place to pray. Any other requests or praises?
Pastor.
Oh, yeah.
So Marshall and Jersey have made the decision to move back to Miller. So that's a praise. And then a prayer request that jobs and a home to live in. And they're expecting in July a baby boy. Lots of praise.
That is great news. And we, as they follow God's direction, he'll open doors. We got to experience that when we felt called here, that there was only two houses available. So I know all those details. As parents, we get concerned. They're young. It must be the benefit of being young. But we will definitely pray for the transition, but also for the expecting of a boy in July, right? Good month to be born. As my son was born then. So we're praying for Marshall and Jersey and their family. Any other requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for today and for watching out over us with the storm that came through. Father, you know our need for moisture and the uniqueness of having rain and ice come first. Pray for safety and still traveling around. For the readjustments of different schedules that were postponed or changed because of Friday. Father, we just are always reminded of how little we can control, but you are the God who is in control. Help us to be wise, and we thank you for technology that we can broadcast our service and those that may be at home. We pray for them, whether it be to illness or a concern about the roads. I ask that you would minister to them today and for all of us through this week. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We pray continually for the Bonebrights, for Nathan's recovery, and with him having COVID and the restrictions that brings, that you would protect those that work with him, but that he would be able to continuous therapy, be with Deb and Brian, being back home, and had many different plans they thought of, and those are been changed. But you are, as reminded, you are in control. Father, we lift up Renee and her travels as she gets ready to head back home, safety and the different connections and making it back. But we also are reminded of the Romanos. We pray for them and the ministry that you've entrusted to them. We thank you for their witness and the witness for the gospel in all these different communities. But because of COVID, there are more restrictions, more paperwork, that you would give patience and give them good favor with the different government entities that they have to deal with. Father, we know your gospel is not hindered by man's rules and regulations. It is powerful and active. It is what sets us free. And so the evil one will try to use whatever he can to prevent that message from going forward. And so we pray that you would be victorious in a miraculous way. And Father, we just pray that you give them wisdom. Jesus told us to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. And so help them to be Jesus to those officials they meet with. Father, we pray for the events around our world, especially thinking of two events, one yesterday in Texas with the hostage situation. Grateful for the hostages being released, but it is a reminder that there's evil that walks among us, even in our country. And we pray that you would, again, help us to be wise. Father, we pray for those that were affected and for this synagogue that was all of a sudden found themselves in a situation that no one dreams about, that you would be with those that were held hostage, that you would use this to draw them to yourself. Father, we also think of what's going on in Ukraine, that missionaries like Holly, that you would continue to give her open doors and safety. For the Manas, as they look at their summer plans, that you would work so that they can still continue to minister to those in the summer months. But we also pray for those churches that have accepted refugees and maybe another round, that you would help them as they supply needs to those that are coming, that they'd also be able to be witnesses for you, and that you would sustain the work that you have raised them up to do. Father, we also think of Marshall and Jersey as coming back to this area, that you would provide jobs and housing, that stability, but also we're grateful for the family that you have established, and as they expect a new little one, that you would be with Jersey and the baby through this pregnancy, that they would be healthy. And we just think of all those that are dealing with illness, that you would heal. Father, we're grateful that as the great physician, you are not overburdened by all of our requests. We lift up Ken and Karen Taves to you as they transition, to give them wisdom as they hand off ministry to the Pites, and the opportunities they will have as you open new doors for summer ministry and ministry in the Kadoka area. We just ask that in all that we do today, we bring you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
protecting us everywhere we go, and even some of our maybe reckless choices or unwise things that we try to do, His hand's always around us, and something we can always be grateful for. So let's stand and sing some praises this morning.
Thank you. Sometimes you all don't have to know that we did that.
You are well, you are loved on
transitioning between this last song and this one, I want to read from the words of Isaiah chapter 40. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these, who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might and because he is a strong in power, not one is missing. Have you not known, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And as we sing together, Lord, I need you, may those words from Isaiah 40 resonate in your hearts.
I find my rest.
Father, we do come this morning acknowledging that we absolutely need you, that in and of ourselves there's nothing that we can do that's worthwhile, certainly nothing we can do to bring about our salvation. So we thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you that you are available to meet our need. We pray that we would always be mindful that you are there just waiting for us to come to you. We pray that you'd be with our time as we look in your word this morning. We pray that we would receive it, meditate upon it, apply it in our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.